The human rights organization Amnesty International is claiming that the U.S. broke international law when it took part in an airstrike in Yemen that killed dozens of civilians. The strike, which was directed against al-Qaeda members back in mid-December, was claimed as a success by the Yemeni government because it killed more than 30 militants. Mike Lewis is arms control researcher for Amnesty International, and he joins us now. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
First of all, both the U.S. and the Yemeni government have said that this strike back in mid-December was carried out by Yemeni forces. What did your report find?
Well, the photographs that we've released today, apparently taken in the aftermath of the attack in the south of Yemen, show a U.S.-manufactured Tomahawk cruise missile armed with cluster munitions. It's a type of missile, the 109B, that is only in use by U.S. forces, and it's extremely unlikely that Yemeni armed forces would have been able to use a ship or submarine-launched missile of this kind.
Is the complaint that you are is the report that you are filing directed at the fact that the U.S. took part? And if so, why is that an abrogation of what you think is why is Amnesty International involved in this?
Well, the U.S. involvement is not itself unlawful. What we're concerned about is that this was an attack in a civilian area that used indiscriminate munitions and a grossly excessive level of force in order to apprehend what remain criminal suspects. The U.S. and Yemeni government sources claim that this was the site of an al-Qaeda training camp. Now, whether or not that was the case, al-Qaeda suspects have been arrested and apprehended in a number of places in the U.S., in Europe, in other places, and no one would for a moment suggest that arresting them should take place in those places with the launch of a remote cruise missile laden with cluster munitions. So the civilian toll of this attack points to the fact that the level of force used was grossly disproportionate and essentially unlawful.
When it happened, President Obama called his Yemeni counterpart and he congratulated them on the strike. And you're saying that was, dare I say it, at best disingenuous, at worst he wasn't telling the truth.
I haven't seen a concrete U.S. denial of their involvement. One of the reasons we've delayed releasing these photographs was because we wanted to give the U.S. government an opportunity to respond, and we wrote to them last month with our concerns. We haven't received a response. One of the things that we're concerned about is that particularly the use of cluster munitions, although the use itself appears to have been unlawful in this instance, it carries ongoing costs for the community in which they were used. This community is essentially now living in a minefield where there are unexploded munitions that could go off at any time. And so if the U.S. was indeed involved in placing them there, then it has to provide urgent assistance to clear them. That's the very least that it can do.
And I believe you're charging that there were cluster bombs as well that were used, correct?
That's right. This was a type of missile that would carry 166 cluster munitions scattered over a wide area that can kill people up to 150 meters away and remain often unexploded in the ground, making these communities unsafe for years to come.
And once again, the conflict between military conflict with civilians and those in uniform. Mike Lewis, arms control researcher for Amnesty International, joining us from London. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.